Amen. Thank you for that musical offering. James doesn't mess around, does he? It's like, boom, whoa. The whole book of James is like this. It's very direct. It's very concise. It's almost in your face. It's practical. Faith without works is dead. That's one a line that maybe some of you would remember from the book of James. That's his style. Jesus also talked about how important words can be and how we share those words. In Matthew 5, he talks about swearing oaths. Again, you have heard it said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill it to the Lord, fulfill to the Lord the vows that you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. And do not swear by your own head, for you cannot make even one hair black or white. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. So Jesus can be pretty direct there too. He's not talking about swearing as in profanity. He's talking about swearing an oath like, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you? Swearing an oath is what he's talking about. And Jesus wipes away the whole tradition. It says in Leviticus 19:12 about swearing oaths. Jesus says, don't swear any oaths, none of them. Your word needs to be yes or no. It needs to be truthful, and that is all you need. And to be strong like James is strong, the rest is all from the devil. Whoa. What we say, how we say it, is vastly important. Vastly important. If I asked you what caused the Titanic to sink, what would you tell me? An iceberg made a big gash in the side of this, what was a 900-foot cruise ship that sank in 1912 on its maiden voyage from England to New York. 1,500 people died in the worst maritime accident of that era. And the theory is, it hit the iceberg, it ripped the hull, and the thing went down, breaking in two when it took on so much water. And now it's down 2.5 miles under the ocean, buried in mud. But now with scientific toys, they've gone down, and they have investigated, and with sonic things, bouncing sonic waves, whatever, off of the hull of this thing, they have discovered that no, the Titanic did not have a huge gash ripped out of its hull by this iceberg. It had 5 rather narrow slits. Trouble is, it was the perfect storm because each of those 5 slits from the iceberg was over 5 watertight compartments that suddenly were not watertight anymore. Took on water, went down. Small damage below the waterline and invisible to our eyes can sink a huge ship. A small thing like the tongue can sink a church, can sink a family, can sink a county, a state, a nation, a planet. Five relatively narrow slits brought down a 900-foot cruise ship with watertight compartments, state-of-the-art. No wonder James and Jesus are so adamant about what we say and how we say it makes a huge difference. The tongue might be small, just like the rudder on a ship, but boy, it directs the whole thing. The whole thing. Any of you ever hear of or familiar with Maya Angelou? Okay, well, Maya Angelou, before she died, got involved with an organization, or I guess that's the proper way to call it, called a Complaint-Free World. And it was founded by Will Bowen and gave out, well, you buy bracelets and then wear them as a spiritual practice, a daily practice. And I'll say more about the instructions of how we do that, because they're back there for all of us who wish to take one. Will Bowen's goal was to produce and have 1% of the world's population start to go positive, complaint-free. And there's a short video, if you pick up a paper and a bracelet at the end of the service, you can see how Maya Angelou has a, I think it's 3 minutes long, talk about the complaint-free world. And among the things she says is, can you imagine there are now, I don't retain numbers. There are now about 7.6 billion people on Earth. Imagine what would happen if 1% of the people, and we can just start local, if 1% of the people in your family, your extended family, went positive. It would have an impact, wouldn't it? If 1% or 76 million people, approximately, on this planet went positive, it would have, imagine the ripple effect. Imagine the ripple effect. Maya Angelou, to quote her, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Don't complain. So they put that at the top of the paper. You'll see that. There was a man reflecting on his young life, and he was a troubled teen. And so he went to the Outward Bound program, and they had him hanging off of a sheer cliff, rappelling down. And he looked down, mistake, and just froze. He totally froze. He panicked. He couldn't see any handholds. He's on this rope. He couldn't feel any footholds, any place to put his feet. He's hanging there off of this sheer cliff, and he panics. Well, of course, they don't do this alone. The guide's right there. And the guide said to him, if you can't get out of it, then you have to get into it. Do you hear me? If you can't get out of it, then you got to get into it. I don't need to tell you how negative. We are bombarded every day negative, negative, negative. News and negative. It makes ratings. The Weather Channel now. I mean, seriously. The Weather Channel is now into the sensationalism. I'm sorry if I'm stepping on any toes here, but it's just, if you can't see it, that's like us, all of us, hanging on this cliff. We cannot change the negativity all around us. We are bathed in it. And you and I can't change that. However, there's something that only you can change, and only I can change. And that's my attitude, and what do I do in this negative atmosphere? Do I perpetuate it? Or do I start a new habit? And others have to sidestep and change around me because I have started to change. If 1% of us started to go positive, can you imagine? Is that pie in the sky? Maybe. But when I was a kid, we were just starting to think, and we looked at some of these people who said, what do you mean, pollute? The oceans are huge. You can't put too much junk in the oceans. They're, you know, they'll take it. The rivers will take it. The atmosphere around the whole planet, it'll take it. Yeah? Well, Friday, Black Friday, maybe appropriately, a multi-government agency issued a report on climate change. What you and I do, what you and I throw out, what you and I burn, what you and I waste affects everyone on the planet and vice versa. We live on Earth now. And our actions do have worldwide effect. So if that's the case, why not have a positive effect on the world? If one of us stands against the tide of society out in the white water all by ourselves, we'll be swept away. I am not that duh pie in the sky. I'm realist. If any single one of us tries to do this by ourselves, forget it. It's like standing in the middle of the Colorado River at the class, whatever it is, Whitewater Rapids. It won't happen. However, if 1% of us link up and reach out to the poor person in the middle of the rapids, we not only will save that person from going down the rapids, we will also redirect the flow of the stream because we're all now standing together in the water. We've taken a stand. Do you hear me? This is the last week for the daily practices. And so I've saved this one for the last, not only because, thank you, Janet, for going heroic extra miles to get these bracelets, which were not easy to get, but also because I can think of nothing better to end an old year and begin a new year than by beginning a habit that could potentially have worldwide effects. I got to tell you, I've done this before. The challenge is to go 21 days. Maybe that sounds, yeah, I can do that. I've been wearing this thing for 2 weeks. And here are the instructions. Put it on either hand. Doesn't matter. And if you catch yourself saying anything negative, whining, complaining, insulting, anything negative, you switch the bracelet. Well, I've been after this for 2 weeks now, and guess what? I haven't been able to spend one day yet without switching this bracelet. I'm being honest with you so that you don't get discouraged. This will take months for most of us. This will take months. But I got to tell you that even though I've done it before, I haven't done this in a long time, years now. I'm becoming aware now. This is helping me to become aware that as soon as something negative comes out of my mouth, okay, I heard it, and I'm being aware. That's what a good spiritual practice does. Makes us aware. So I'm going to challenge you to join me. Grab a bracelet and a purple piece of paper that is back there. Looks like this. And see if we can become part of a 1%. I don't care how long it takes any of us. That isn't the point. Once we reprogram and retrain, we will become a powerful force for good. We will walk the talk. Faith without works is dead. In another part of the book of James, well, we're going to mix faith and works. I'm inviting you to join me. Let's start making a change for the better. Please. We are needed. Amen.